Oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Oh, give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Oh, give me burning till the break of day. Oh, we'll sing Hosanna, sing. Oh, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, oh, sing Hosanna, sing. Oh, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, give me joy in my heart, give me singing. Oh, give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, give me joy, oh, keep on singing, Lord, until the break of day. Oh, you sing, oh, sing, oh, Sam. Oh, sing, oh, Sam. Sing, oh, Hosanna to the King. Oh, oh, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, give me peace in my heart, give me rest now. Oh, give me peace in my heart, I, oh, the side is out of night. Give me peace, my heart, give me, oh, give me rest until the break of. Oh, let's sing Hosanna, sing. Oh, sing. Oh, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, oh, let's sing Hosanna. Oh, sing. Oh, sing Hosanna to the King. Make us fishers, fishers of men, keep us singing. Oh, make us fishers of men, I pray. Oh, make us fishers of men, keep us, oh, keep us singing till the break of. Oh, let's sing Hosanna, sing. Oh, sing. Oh, sing Hosanna to the King. Oh, oh, sing Hosanna. Oh, sing Hosanna. Oh, sing Hosanna to the King.
Amen. Let's give a clap of hands to praise the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. Let's sing this song. Fill my way every day with love. Amen.
Blessed Lord, in the way thou holdest and straight to the land above. Oh, give and cheer everywhere to the side. And you fill my way every day with, oh, the sour desire. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, as I walk the heavenly dark, oh, you let me go all the way, oh, with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with, oh, you keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Let me never in darkness roam. Keep my heart free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Oh, fill my way every day with, oh, fill my way, fill my way. Oh, as I walk the heavenly dark, oh, let me go all the while with a song and a, oh, fill my way every day with love. Oh, soon the race will be, oh, and I'll travel no more. abide in my hope. Above all, let me sing, bless again all the way to the shore. Fill my way every day with, oh, you fill my way, fill my way with love. Oh, rise high, oh, queen of the heavenly. Let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fill my way every day with love. You fill my way every day with love. For I sigh with the heavenly. Let me go all the while with a song.
Desire tonight, amen. The Lord will fill our way with love. Let's sing the song. I'm on my way to glory land, amen. Glory land, oh, I'm on my way, oh, to glory land, oh, I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm my way. Oh, salvation's our generous friend. Oh, why don't you come? Oh, salvation is, oh, why don't you come? Oh, salvation is free, is free. Why don't you come? Oh, I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my way. If you don't go, if you don't, oh, if you don't go, don't hinder. Oh, if you don't, oh, don't hinder me. Oh, if you don't go, don't hinder me. Oh, I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Oh, to glory land. For I'm on my way to glory land. For I'm on my way to glory land. For I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my, oh, one more time, I'm on my way, I'm my way, oh, to glory land, I'm on my, oh, to glory land, oh, I'm on my way, hey, to glory land, oh, I'm on my way. Praise the Lord, I'm on my way.
Amen. Sing the song. I won't have to pass Jordan alone. Amen. Amen.
The river at ending of day, when the last winds of sorrow and there'll be somebody waiting to show me the way. I won't have to cross Jordan. Oh, I won't have to cross Jordan. my senses to adore. In the darkness I sing, He'll be waiting for me, for I won't have to cross Jordan. Oftentimes I'm forsaken and weary, sad, but it seems that my friends have all gone. There is one thought that cheers me and make my heart glad. Oh, that I won't have to cross Jordan. Oh, I won't have to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died on my sins to adore. In the darkness I see, be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan. Though the billows of sorrow and trouble may sweep, Christ the Savior will care for His own. Until the end of the journey, my soul it will keep. I won't have to cross Jordan. Oh no, to cross Jordan alone. Jesus died on my throne. In the darkness I, oh, He'll be waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan. Oh, I won't have Jordan alone. Oh, Jesus died on my sins to atone. In the darkness I sit, we're waiting for me. I won't have to cross Jordan.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm on a desire tonight who passes not by. Listen to some pass me not, O gentle Savior, amen.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, oh, hear my humble cry, oh, while on earth thou art poor. Rolling, oh, do not pass me by, my Lord and say,
oh, you sing from your heart tonight,
say, will you hear my humble cry? Oh, why on earth thou art rolling? Oh, do not pass me by. Oh, let me at thy throne, let me at thy throne. Oh, find a sweet relief. Oh, kneeling there in deep contrition, oh, help my unbelief. My Lord and Savior, my Lord and oh, Savior King, oh, Savior, oh, hear my my humble cry. Oh, why on earth is thou humble? Oh, please, Lord, do not pass me by. Oh, I am trusting tonight, trusting all in thy hand. Oh, thy word, I seek thy faith. Oh, heal my wounded, broken soul. Hear it, oh, save me by thy grace. Oh, my Lord and Savior, oh, save me. Oh, you hear my cry. Oh, why on others thou art? Oh, thou art Lord. Oh, do not pass me. Oh, thou dost bring down the spring of for my comfort, hold alive to me. Oh, whom have I on earth beside thee? Oh, in heaven by. Say, oh, will you Savior, Savior, oh, Savior, 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 hear my humble cry. Oh, why another's now at all? Holy, oh, do not bow. One more time, one more time. Oh, Savior, 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 hear my humble cry. Now I call, calling, do. Now let's raise our hands towards him and sing it once again, last time. Oh, Lord and Savior, Savior,
Tonight, Lord. Yeah. Our humble cry tonight, Lord. As we come to your presence, Lord, we know, you are in our midst. And Lord, it's you that have called us tonight. And so, Lord, tonight we want to surrender to you, Lord. We want to say, Lord, here we are. Lord Jesus, Savior, Savior. Oh, do not pass us by tonight, Lord. Father, as you have come already in our midst, Lord Jesus, you know our needs individually, O God. Father, tonight, Lord, we have come, believing the Lord Jesus. You will meet each and everyone according to your riches in glory,
yes,
according to your mercies, according to your loving kindness, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far,
yes,
our going out and coming in, Lord. Father, most of us have been to work. And Lord, grace, you are our strength, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You have brought us in your presence once again, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Father, we thank you. Long journeys that others have made, Lord. Journey mercies.
Yes.
Oh, far and near, Lord, we say thank you, God. And Lord, tonight as we have come, we know the Lord Jesus. By your word, oh God, you bless us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, we want to say thank you. As we turn to the reading of your word, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit, which is already here, will bring his word of life, oh God, into the very self, Lord, that, Father, it will be a real life unto us, oh God.
Yes.
Father, we thank you again and again for all that you have done for us the day so far. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. With all thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we are standing, let's quickly turn to the reading of the word. You know, many are just from work. And so we won't try to keep you long here. Amen. God richly bless you. The Lord is your strength.
Yes.
Amen. Our reading, two readings, Matthew 16, and we shall read from 17 to 20, and then Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. First, Matthew 16. Very common word of God. We've been hearing it many times. But always, the word of God, there's always life in it. Matthew 16, 17 to 20. Matthew 16. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Next. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loosen on earth, it will be loosened in heaven. Then charged he and his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus Christ. Amen. Then it has to take what? Him to reveal himself to you. Praise God. Second reading, Ephesians 5, 25 to 27. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And tonight we have a topic, the church bride, never a denomination. Amen. The church bride, never a denomination. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you, the Lord, you have your church, O God. That, Lord Jesus, you died for it. And Father, you sanctified it by your own blood, O God. And Lord, we thank you that even this evening, where we are standing, Lord, faith tells us that we are that church, O God. We thank you, the Lord, you have called us into your church, Lord, and have made us, Lord, your sons and children, O God. Father, bless your word this moment now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? The church bride, never a denomination. Amen. How many, let's I just want to ask this question. I know. How many are grateful to be to the Lord that he's part of this house? Amen. 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 We thank the Lord for nesting us together. Praise the Lord. And then feeding us by his own mouth. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. See, there are many such gatherings. Yes. There are many such gatherings. But later you find out that something goes wrong. Amen. Amen. Something goes wrong. And then it becomes what? A denomination. But the prophet, reading something from the message, why we are not a denomination. The prophet said, I was ordained in a little Baptist church, as you all know. And the Baptist was not a denomination. He said it wasn't a denomination. Wasn't till just recently, and now now it's becoming just as much denomination as the rest of them. See? But the reason that we never become a denomination. Amen. Amen. The prophet said we come together to worship Christ. So the same thing we believe that we in this house, praise the Lord, we also come here as what? Christian believers, we come together and fellowship around the word of God, the true word of God. See? The prophet said, people come here to the church and it becomes their home church. If they wish to come as long as they live, praise the Lord, no one is going to dominate over us. Praise the Lord. See, we are trying to look at something. Praise God. Last Sunday, the Holy Spirit really spoke to the church. Amen. And today, Wednesday, it has been a real big improvement. Amen. Real big one. Praise the Lord. And see, the thing is, when we get a little to the end of our message tonight, we will see that the way how a church enters into a denomination. Praise the Lord. That's terrible. Praise. So, the prophet was talking about that, the church in Jeffersonville, that we are what? We are Christians. We come together and fellowship what? Around the word of God. And that is what we also hear we are doing. Amen. And he says what? No one is going to dominate over us. Praise the Lord. Because we don't have what? Any headquarters anywhere where we'll be receiving what? Orders and instructions, even how to preach. Praise the Lord. See? We stay right by the word, and the Holy Spirit is what? Is the leader of the church. Praise God. We don't have any archbishop or any pope anywhere that will receive orders and instructions. Amen. See, some of them can receive instructions all the local assemblies. Next week, organize fundraisings. And each church must return about 2,000 euro for the national chairman or national overseer, his house. Oh, praise the Lord. Or because he's taking a trip to maybe Dubai, so the whole churches have to what, provide for his plane fare. We don't have those kind of things. Let us all say amen to the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. That the Lord has not put us into that kind of deception. Amen. And the prophet said, Christ never did anything. Christ never did at any time ever organize any denominational church. You see. Now just let that well be assured. See, let that one be assured. So we don't have any denominations, because I think that denomination separates what? Brotherhood. See. Denomination separates what? Brotherhood. And I believe that God has dealt in each age. But did you ever notice that every time a church ever fails, as soon as they denominate, they start failing right there?
Amen.
Yeah. See, that's why I'm saying that the way how church gradually grows into denomination. Amen. As we're going to see it. So, it's really God in our midst that something was going wrong somewhere. Then the Spirit came in. And last Sunday, I believe it really got to the place where we started to break into something like what? A remembrance that was brought to us. Hey, you are drifting. Praise the Lord. You are drifting. Praise the Lord. So he said, God never raised, said, any church that enters into denomination, God never raised that church again. Yes. Every church that had entered into denomination, God never raises that church again. Or that church can never come up again. Amen. I know in my infancy, I know the church that I go, even in my own infancy, my church, Presbyterian, it was really, you could see that there was some kind of fire in there. But now when I go back and look at the situation there, it's just what? It's pathetic. When I was in Manchester, there was a Methodist church, and I asked the history of it. And it was what? A church that was really in fire. But the place now is miserable. Always I pass the place, I look at the church. Oh my. Because Sundays when I'm going, I see only what? Some few old women and men just go in there. The whole thing is what? Dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. That's what the prophet is saying here. Yeah. That any church that enters into denomination, when you denominate, you fall and you never rise up again. Amen. This is the words of the prophet and it's very true. Amen. And if you want to know the history, we can produce it that no church, not ever in the history of churches, has any denomination ever failed that ever rose again. Baptist, Methodist, Luther, Presbyterian, whatever it may be. When they fail, they are what? They are gone. And that's right. And that's the thing that we need to also always seek. The Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Leadership.
Amen.
That we don't fall into that situation.
Yes.
Amen. He said, God has never dealt with a denomination before. Rather, he deals with what? Individuals. So God deals with individuals, not with denomination. God in no age ever dealt with denomination. He always dealt with an individual. He said, in the Old Testament, he dealt with individual. In the New Testament, he dealt with an individual. In the ages, he always dealt with what? Individuals, not denomination. So, Old Testament, yes, it's true. God calls only one man, he deals with one man, Moses. And even when God needed to what? Replace Moses, Moses had to leave the scene before someone, a Joshua, can come in. So he always deals with what? One person at the same time. Praise the Lord. When Jesus was coming on earth here, when he needed someone to prepare the way, he never asked any church, only denomination, to prepare the way for him. He dealt with only one man, John the Baptist, to prepare the way.
Yes.
Praise God. And so the prophet says, in the Old Testament and the New Testament, which we've called John the Baptist, and then the ages, from Ephesus to Laodicea, always it is what? One person he's what? Dealing with. Amen. He sends one person. So in the message book, Smyrna Church, it said the seven church ages as set forth in the Revelation chapter 2 and 3, is that it takes the whole span of what? The fullness of the Gentiles. Or the whole time in which God is dealing with what? The Gentiles into salvation. And in every single age, it says the very same thing in opening and closing. Amen. Amen. And then he said in the opening, he says, unto the messenger of so-and-so. One individual. Unto the messenger of this age. So his word always and every age comes to only one man. And you need to look for that one man in your age. If not, anything that comes, it will lead to denomination. Praise the Lord. You got to look for that one man, because it says, unto the messenger of this age, right? Amen. So that only person is receiving the word of God in that age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nowhere else you can get what? Salvation.
Amen.
Apart from that messenger that has been sent to your age.
Amen.
Praise God. And in the closing, he says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. See? Every age, that was it. Opening unto the messenger. Closing, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. You see? He said, notice here that Jesus, by the Spirit, in every age, addresses himself to only one person relative to the word for that age. Only one person. Oh, praise be to God. Thank the Lord that the Lord has caused us to recognize our messenger.
Amen.
Amen. But that's the thing that you see most all the time. We need to just give glory to him.
Amen.
To thank the Lord for this single thing alone he has done in our lives.
Amen.
Praise God. For us to recognize and have the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to our age.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you, God. Thank you. He said, only one messenger for each age receives what the Spirit has to say to that age. Only one messenger. He said, that one messenger is the messenger to the true church.
Yeah.
Praise God. That messenger is the messenger to what? The true church. So all the churches will be what? If they don't hear, if they don't have the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to them in that their age, they enter into what? They enter into the oblivion. They enter into denomination.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise God. That's why I thank God that the Spirit can never enter in here. Amen.
Amen.
It can never enter in here. He said, he speaks for God by revelation to the churches. You see, he speak for God by what? By revelation. Yeah. Amen. See, not just simply something just looking at them, putting your own interpretation onto it. But he speaks by revelation from God. So we have what? The true word from God. Amen. So the message is then broadcast to all. It is broadcast to all. Because it is for all to hear. But it will be those who have the ear to hear that word will understand. And blessed are your ears, my brother. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
See. But though, he said, it is broadcast for all whom will come within the range of the message, he said, that message is received individually by only a certain qualified word group in a certain way.
Amen.
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
See? Individually, see, it will be what? It will be the message will be received individually by only a certain qualified group. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Special group.
Yeah.
So that makes it the special group. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
My brother, see, we got to know who we are.
Yes.
We are special.
Yes.
Chosen of God. For the purpose. Purpose of what? Manifesting what? Christ in this age.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
See? Qualified group in a certain way. He said each individual. So, The prophet said each individual. Oh, yes, sir. Of that group is one who has the ability to hear what the Spirit is saying by way of the messenger. So you see who you are. You have an ability. Oh, praise God. To hear what the Spirit is saying in your age. And not all has that ability. Yes, sir. Mine. Jesus will tell the disciples, for you, blessed are your ears.
Amen.
For when you hear, you understand.
Amen.
Blessed are your eyes, when you see, you perceive.
Amen.
It wasn't a small statement, brother.
Amen.
And here the prophet also is saying that each individual in that special group, that qualified group, you have an ability to hear. Amen. He that has an ear, let me hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And you have that ear. Oh, glory be to God. See, you begin to know who you are, brother. My sister, begin to know who you are. Amen. He said, those who hear are not, but now, let's, this is a warning here. He said, those who hear are not getting their own private revelation. No, it's a group getting their own collective revelation. No, sir.
No.
Amen.
Right.
Whatever our messenger has said,
yes.
Praise God, that is what we also say.
Amen.
We don't add, we don't take away. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But anyone that makes that mistake to take something away from what your messenger have said, they move toward to the denomination.
Yeah. 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 Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Move out. Lost.
Yeah.
Never to rise up again.
Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord. So we don't put away any private interpretation on it. But each person, you see, he's talking to individual, but each person hearing and receiving what the messenger had already received from God, live by it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Amen. What we hear, we live it. We bear the fruits of what we are hearing. Amen. Amen. See? So that is one thing. When you take away from it, then it sends you to what? Into denomination. See, that's what the scripture says. The prophecy of this book, you see, itself is not by any private interpretation. You see? It's never by any private interpretation. It never came by the will of man. Amen. But as we know, by holy men. As they were what? They were being led by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It has never been their own interpretation, but it has never been the will of them. But what they hear, that's exactly what they give. Amen. So any man that has never been given that divine commission or a vindicated, you are not a vindicated prophet, then you venture trying to what? To interpret what already is in here, my brother, it gets you to somewhere else. Amen. So Paul warned, even Paul himself warned, that if I come back and try to change what I receive from him, cause me was accursed. Amen. Me myself, what I said when I come back to change it, consider me a cursed person. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Cannot be changed. So in 1 Corinthians 14:37, Paul warned that if any man think himself, 1 Corinthians 14:37, that if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of what? Commandments of the Lord. Amen. 1 Corinthians 14:37. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. It never came from him. So don't change anything from it. See? So it is very important for us to hear the voice of God by the way of his messenger and live it. Amen. So, as a Christian, he said, you will get back to what the Spirit is teaching. That is the word of this age. He said, every messenger to every age will preach the word. Amen. And so every true believer also will hear it and do what? And live it. Amen. He will never leave the word. A true believer will never ever leave the word. Amen. Because that's the only thing. The prophet said that's the only thing that makes God to be displeased as to leave his word. So the prophet said here, from the first book in the Bible, Genesis, to the last book, Revelation, he said there is only one reason for God's displeasure. Only one reason for God's displeasure. And that is what? Leaving the word. When you leave the word, that's the only thing from Genesis to Revelation. And it's true. Throughout what? The journey of Israel, the chosen, anytime they leave the word, they do what? God also leaves them. Amen.
Amen.
And anytime they come back, they see the power of God in their midst.
Amen.
Amen. As the prophet said, the only difference between Israel and all other nations that were around was what? God in their midst.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That was the difference.
Yeah.
Till when? God can make a way where there was no way.
Amen.
Open in the Red Sea for them. See, no nation received that kind of grace.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So the only difference between Israel and other nations was God in the midst of his people. And so the difference between the true church of God and other churches is what God, the message of the hour in the midst of his people. That makes a difference. Praise the Lord. But when you take God away, when God leaves Israel, Israel becomes like what? Any other nation. And they are easily what? Defeated. They are easily defeated, taken into captivity. Because God no more in their midst. Praise the Lord. But when God in their midst, oh hallelujah, and doing his work. Look at Gideon.
Yeah.
Amen. Gideon going to fight the Midianites. Announce how many are ready to go to war? 32,000. Amen. Say, God, I've brought the people. But look at him and say, no. See, something to prove that God in the midst of the people.
Yeah.
Say, no, they are too much. Just tell them, those who are afraid, let them go home. That day, 20,000 went home. So remain what, 12,000? Praise the Lord. 12,000, God said, no, it's too much. Take them to the riverside. Let them drink. Anyone that will just put his mouth into the water, tell him to go home. Amen. And it remained only 300. That will what? Just this way and take the water and be looking around.
Yeah.
He said, those are the people. 300. Amen.
Amen.
God in the midst of his people. And defeated what? A very great army. 300. And they never did what? They never used what? Sword and shield. Amen.
Amen.
Just fire and mirror and what? A shout.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
God in the midst of his people.
Yeah.
When they were going around Jericho wall, the people in Jericho look and say, what's wrong with these people? When they get up in the morning, they'll be going around the wall. Praise the Lord. God in the midst of his people. After 7 days, they went 7 times. The whole wall broke down.
Yeah.
See? God in the midst of his people.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Look at little David. And Goliath. God in the midst of his man. So that is it. That's why God, he said, the prophet said, the only reason that always displeases God is what? To leave his word. That's the only thing. And then he said, there is only one remedy to regain his favor. Amen.
Amen.
There's only one remedy to regain God's favor. And that is what? To come back to the word.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
See? Only one remedy. When God is angry with you, the only thing is what? Come back to his word.
Amen.
That's what the prophet is saying. Amen. And he said, if you are a true seed, if you are truly baptized with the Holy Ghost, you will esteem his word above your necessary meat.
Yes,
amen. I'm reading from the prophet.
Yeah.
Said, if you are a true seed, and if you are truly baptized with the Holy Ghost, you will esteem his word above your necessary what? Meat. Just like what? Moses. Amen.
Amen.
As the Bible says, when he came of age, praise the Lord. See? He refused to be called the son of what? Pharaoh's daughter. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the children of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Esteeming. See? The reproach of Christ. See? More precious than all what Egypt could give to him. See, so that makes him a true believer. Amen. So he said, you esteem his word above your necessary meat and yearn to live every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Amen. Our own meat. Let us look at the meat Jesus eat. Amen.
Yeah.
And then eat that same meat.
Yes.
Do you know that Jesus had a meat that he eats?
Amen.
Do you know that?
Yeah. Amen.
Jesus had a meat that he eats. Praise the Lord. Amen. That meat we got to eat also.
Yeah.
You want to know that meat? Okay. Let's turn to John 4. Already when I said John 4, you many has already known it. John 4, 31 to 34. Let's look at Jesus' meat. And eat that same meat also.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And so he said, in the meanwhile, the disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. We've bought bread and chickens and potatoes and all. Master, eat. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that you know not.
Amen.
Therefore, the disciples say one to another, hath any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, my meat, oh hallelujah, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Oh, praise God. That is the meat of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Which we all go to eat also.
Amen.
Amen. Let us do the will of him that sent us, that has bought us by his blood, and finish it.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes, sir. Not, I would say, we need to esteem the word more than our own private meat.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord. That's what the prophet is saying. And now we got to find the right meat to eat and see the kind of meat Jesus is.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. To do the will of him that sent him and to what? To finish it.
Amen.
Let us do the will of him that has called us and chosen us to be the sons of God.
Amen.
Amen. And finish it. That should be our meat.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet, this is my earnest prayer for all of us. May we hear what the Spirit is bringing from what? The word to us today. Amen. You see? Jesus was determined to what? Accomplish and fulfill every word that was related to him. See? But many a time we pay attention to our own meat. Praise the Lord. And then we lose focus. See? And we thank God. We were losing focus on something about our word, our Wednesday church. Praise the Lord. But because the Spirit of God is here. Amen. It just came and brought a remembrance to us. See, last Sunday's message, I always say that it is a message that the prophet said, each age, that was what God was trying to let them know. That go back or look where you have fallen. Amen.
Amen.
Go back to where you have fallen and then what? Bring it back again.
Yes.
See? Remember therefore whence thou hast fallen and repent and do the first work.
Yeah.
That was the message last Sunday we received. And that the prophet said that is what? Every message to every age, that was what God was trying to tell the people. To be able to what? Realize where you have fallen and go back and what? Bring it back to the first love again.
Amen.
Amen. And today is what? The first Wednesday And it's really big as compared. Praise the Lord. So we know that subsequent Wednesdays is going to full up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. See, where we have fallen, we saw it. We realized it. And then we went back and we brought it back. Amen. Amen. So, see, let everybody, if all of us starts to eat Jesus' meat, I tell you, brother, do you know what will happen here? There will be a revival.
Amen.
And that revival will be what? Artesian well revival.
Amen.
Amen. Springing up onto what? Everlasting life all the time. Springing up.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, even the revival has already started.
Amen.
Amen. The prophet said, listen to what the prophet said. I really love it. He said what? Every fresh and true revival will be because men have gotten back to the word.
Amen.
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 Oh, yes, sir.
Yes.
He said, every fresh and true revival will be because men have gotten back to the word.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. See? That where you have left the word of God, repent and come back to that word. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir, brethren. Now, the church bride. Amen. It's not the denomination. Amen. So, in that same, most of this I was reading from the church age book. Now, let's come back to the other message book, why we are not a denomination. So, therefore, if God isn't in the denomination, what's the use of me having anything to do with it, a denomination? Now, I'm talking about the people. I'm not talking about the people in that denomination. I'm talking about denomination itself. See, because God's people are all in those denominations. So we are not condemning what? Anybody. Praise the Lord. But the thing is, if God isn't in denomination, then what is the need for me to get myself into it? Praise God. That, and God, see, now, the prophet is trying to tell us where the church bride actually came from. Where the church bride came from. He said, as God taken Adam a rib and made Eve out of it, he's taken from the side of Christ and made the church out of it.
Amen.
See? Look at where we came from. Praise the Lord. See where we came from. Amen. Right from what? From his side. That makes us what? The bride. The church bride. Praise God. He said, watch in this message book the unconditional covenant that God made with his people. Preaching Phoenix 1954. He said, watch. God was then in spirit. How could God be torn apart? But one day, God was made flesh and dwelled amongst us. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Emmanuel. And then, there at Calvary, he tore him apart at Calvary. And received the body up and sent the Holy Ghost back to us. Amen. And so he said, and when the resurrection comes, see, that same spirit that was in Jesus Christ is the same thing that is going to raise this body to go and meet him.
Amen.
So, brethren, the thing is, that's why we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because that's the only thing that is what? Going to take us up to go and meet him. See, God called you out of the world. See, as a type, God called you out of the world, gave you the Holy Ghost. The seed of Abraham, you are tonight with a blessed promise.
Yes.
Then the prophet said, amen.
Amen.
See? God called you out from the world, gave you the Holy Ghost. You see, look at this grace. And then he said, you are the seed of Abraham. You are tonight with a blessed promise. Amen. And if then you are Abraham's seed, you have this promise in you, you believe God regardless of what it takes. The Holy Ghost makes you to believe God anyhow. Oh Lord, we thank you. Give you all the glory. Amen. So he said, it's a covenant. And that covenant is what? Is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the seed of Abraham. Amen. Now, let's look at this. This is the church bride, not a denomination. Amen. This house, amen, this church, we are what? The church bride. We are not what? A denomination. How many believe that?
Amen. Amen.
See. So let us keep up the fellowship. Amen. Amen. Let's keep up the fellowship. God, divine fellowship, when it's broken, that means the church is in the second stage of denomination. Brethren, that's the reason why. You see, the Spirit of God moving in his church, seeing what is going on, brought our pastor to bring what? A word to what? To revive us again. Because he said, fellowship. When fellowship, divine fellowship, is breaking down, the church already has reached what? The second stage towards what? Denomination. There are four stages that takes you to denomination. So look at where we were drifting to. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And before, and that is what? When that fellowship was breaking down, that very Wednesday fellowship was breaking down, it was what? The locust. Huh? The locust.
Yes.
But meanwhile, before the locust came, Palmer Worm has already done something else.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the prophet says, what the Palmer Worm left, the locust came to eat up. And so the Palmer Worm, see, we were, Wednesday was going into what? As read the second stage. Amen. And we will never allow it to go. Praise the Lord. And so before the locust was eating that fellowship of Wednesday, what has happened? Palmer Worm has already what? Eating the fruits.
Yes.
And that the fruits is what? Brotherly love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, Palmer Worm had already eaten the brotherly love.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If brotherly love is the, oh my, if I don't see my brother even one day, 2 days, I don't feel comfortable.
Amen.
Amen. See, Palmer Worm has already eaten what? Brotherly love. So we don't feel anything for one another. We don't pray for one another. Amen.
Amen.
And then locusts came in. What he has left as the leaves. The leaves, the prophet said, Pastor, I've preached this thing here before. Amen. Pastor, I've preached this message here before. Praise God.
Amen.
Then the locusts came in. And then what the palmer well left, the leaves, started to eat the leaves.
Yes.
Said the leaves is what? The prophet said is divine fellowship.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
See? So look at where we were going. There was nothing in us to what? To come to that kind of fellowship.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But the moment, praise the Lord,
yes,
the Holy Spirit came in to bring us back to remembrance.
Yeah.
The leaves have now started what? Sprouting up.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And when the leaves is what? Sprouting up, it will what? It will bring back the fruits.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It will bring back what? The fruits. The brotherly love.
Amen.
Because when the trees, when the greens are there, the next thing is what? To bear the fruits.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Thank God we didn't enter into the third stage, which is the canker worm. The prophet said, this one has a very bad name. Amen. See, we didn't go to the third stage. Amen. The canker worm is what? The covering. And the covering is what? Is the religion of what? Of what? Of the church. The doctrines and everything. Then he replaces them with what? Dogmas and creeds.
Yes, yes, yes.
See? See how a church travels into what denomination? Palmer worm finishes what? The fruits.
Amen.
And then the locusts come and eat what? What the palmer worm left, the leaves. But the same insects, as we all know. Amen. Changing is what? It's a spot.
Yeah.
And then the locust comes and eat the bark of the tree. See? Some the protection. What protects the church? As the word, the doctrines and everything. Destroy everything. That was the third stage you would have entered. Praise the Lord, but praise be to God, the Holy Spirit in the midst of his church. So now, the brotherly love is coming back. It's already come back. How many believe that?
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, this house, if we are part of it, give glory to God.
Amen.
Because God is in the midst of his church.
Amen.
Amen. And so, when the third stage You have not taken care of, it goes to the fourth. Oh, the caterpillar. The prophet said his name is denomination.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And he does what? He sucks the life out of the church. Takes the Holy Spirit out. Amen.
Amen.
You see how the whole thing is. Praise the Lord. How a church begins to what? From all really good something. Now, gradually, the prophet said, the caterpillar, his name is what? Denomination.
Yes.
Then you enter into what? Denomination. He can't suck the life. The caterpillar sucks the life, takes everything out of the church and then finish it. Amen. And that church, as the prophet said, can never rise up again. Amen. Can never rise up again. Oh, praise be to God. Let's keep the artisanal world revival springing. Amen. Let us eat the meat of Christ to do the will of him that sent us and to finish it. Praise God. That is what my brother, my sister, we go toward. Encouraging one as a pastor read the text. Let brotherly love continue.
Amen.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as some do.
Yeah.
But what? To provoke one another.
Yeah.
As much as we see what the time approaching.
Yeah.
Oh, glory be to God. You want to read? Okay, I wasn't saying it very well. Give it to me. Let brotherly love continue. Go on. Be not forgetful. Oh, no, not that text. That was a Hebrews, Pastor, what was it? Hebrews, is this Hebrews 10:25? If you are trying to bring it. I give the wrong addition. Hebrews, let's read the last Sunday's scripture.
Hebrews
10. Hebrews 10:25. Let's read what last Sunday we received from the Lord. Yeah. He said, let me say 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For he is faithful that promised.
Yes.
Oh, brother, let's consider that.
Amen.
Our Lord is faithful.
Amen.
Amen. So let us hold fast our profession. What's our profession? Our profession is what? To believe.
Amen.
Amen. To eat the meat of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory. See, because he's faithful, brother. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love, to good works. See? Who can do it in your closets? Praying for your brother, praying for your sister.
Amen.
Let's do that, brother. Let us not always be praying for ourselves. Let's consider one another. Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see, oh, the day approaching. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, brethren, you see how a church can travel into what? Into denomination. The prophet said, caterpillar. Whose name is denomination? It sucks the life out, the spirit. And then that's all. It finishes what? That church. Brethren, let's be like what? Rebecca. Whatever we are doing, my brother, it has what? It has a reward. It will never, never be in vain. Amen. It will never be in vain. Amen. I want to read something for a closing. I want to read something and then we pray because God richly blesses us many that had come from work and straight away they had to rush in here. God richly bless you. Said, reading from earnestly contending for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Preaching 19 of the tray. Paragraph 69. We are going to look at Rebecca. He said, and the beautiful Rebecca. We are the Rebeccas. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
See. Watered what? The camels. See? And gave them drink. Look, every animal that she was watering. See? The animal represents a beast. You see? And of course, a beast is a beast of burden, which means power in the Bible. The beast means what? Power. Amen. That's the prophet that made us to know that the beast in the Bible means what? Power. If you read of that woman that was sitting upon that beast and all those of things in Revelation. Okay. So, he was what? Watering. He was serving. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
That power.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And the very animal that she was watering. The very animal that was the very animal that packed her to see her what? Her husband.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so the prophet is saying here, is that right? What he was watering. Is that the very power that we are watering now with praises and thanksgiving and glory and power and might is a very Holy Spirit that's going to pack us to meet Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So you see how, my brother, the very thing that you are doing, that's the very thing is what? It's going to take you over there.
Amen.
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 So if you don't water, give that thing which is going to take you over there, if you don't water it, it will be so weak.
Yes.
How can it take you over there?
Amen.
Amen. How can it take you over there?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, my brother, tonight, just to stop here, and I want us to thank God that he has brought us back.
Amen.
Amen. He's brought us back because it was really alarming, our Wednesday response. To church was really alarming. Amen. But we thank God that he quickly came in, because we are not a denomination. This is a church bride. Amen. The church bride. Yes, we may. I somehow just slip some bed. The Holy Spirit will work. Quickly, what? Bring, shout, stay alive!
Yes.
Bring us back. So let us take every word. Amen. Give glory to him.
Amen.
This house. My brother, there are many gatherings. But there's always the difference. The difference is what? God in the midst of his people.
Amen.
The message of the hour in the midst of his people. Because he said, unto the messenger of Laodicea, write.
Hallelujah.
And you got to find that messenger.
Yeah.
And praise be to God, we found that messenger. And he has what? Given us what? The message of our age.
Yeah.
What God wants us to do.
Amen.
Amen. Let us all, run and do what? Fulfill every word that God has given to us in this hour. How many love him?
Amen.
As the musicians come, amen, today let us what? Worship him. Let's worship. We need real worship song. Let's worship him and give thanks and glory to him for what he has done for us. This evening is only what? Thanksgiving. We want to thank the Lord. We want to praise him. We want to glorify him. That he is in the midst of his church. And he will never, this the church bride, he will never see us to drift into denomination. No, sir. Oh, glory be to his name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen.
Name of Jesus, we got the power. In the name of the Lord, Satan is, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, you give me your hand. Let's agree together.
Amen.
Let all of our enemies crumble at our feet. For whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. For at the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. We've got the power.
Amen.
For in the name of Jesus, we've got the power. For in the name of the Lord, those Satan mages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, for many years, Satan tried to stop us, by the Church of Jesus. Oh, yes, it's still alive. Like a mighty army, we keep marching on, winning every battle. We're alone by your side. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. Oh, those Satan rage. alone. Oh, we've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. To Satan reaches, we cannot be defeated. Oh, we've got the power in the name of the Lord. We've got the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Rosa, hallelujah, Rosa, oh, hallelujah, Rosa, 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 hallelujah, Rosa, we are praising,
praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We praise
Him.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise
Him.
Oh, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We are. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, oh, oh, hallelujah, oh, Zana, oh, hallelujah, oh, Zana, hallelujah, oh, Zana, hallelujah, oh, Zana, oh, Zana,
oh, Zana,
oh, Zana,
oh, Zana.
Hallelujah, oh, oh, we are praising, oh, oh, hallelujah, oh, we praising Him, oh,
hallelujah, amen.
Promise and promise in the book. Oh, it is you. Every chapter, every verse is an every. Oh, every line I am trusting in His love divine. Oh, every promise in a book is. Oh, every promise, every word in the book is. Oh, it is ours. Every chapter, every verse. Oh, every line I am. Oh, we trust in His life. Oh, every
promise in the book. One more time.
Holy Spirit and the devil won't go. Holds the reason people fear it, and it's good enough. Oh, you give me that home. Oh, I want that old time. You seek that old time. Oh, and it's good enough. Oh, you give me that old time. Oh, you give me that old time. Oh, we want that old time religion. And it's good enough. Oh, one more time, that old time. Oh, you give me that old time. Oh, we want that old time religion.
treasure and is growing. Oh, you give me that room. Oh, we want that room. Oh, that treasure and is growing for me.
Let's just give thanks unto him. Let us all pray and say, Lord, we thank you for all that you have done. Truly, Lord, you are in the midst of your church. You are in the midst of your people. And you never forsake us, Lord. Father, we thank you. Now we know where we are. Oh, the church bride. And we know where we come from. We come from right from your side. And Lord Jesus, as you said, I have upon this rock, I build my church, and the gates of hell can never prevail against it. On the truth, Lord, you love your church. That's why, oh Lord, you died for it. You died for it, and you cleanse it by the washing of the word. By the washing of the word, that you will present to yourself a church without blemish, without wrinkle, without spot. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we see ourselves today, Lord, that we are the manifestation of that church. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give all the glory to you. Oh, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for your church. We thank you for the church, Lord. Give glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, yes. Thank you, the Lord. The gates of hell can never prevail against your church. You love your church, Lord. You love us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you, Lord. We give glory to you. We honor you, Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God. Father, we bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Guide us, Lord, we pray. Even upon this day, Lord, Jehovah.
Yes, Lord.
Father, another opportunity, Lord, next Wednesday when we come, oh God.
Oh, yes,
Lord. And Lord, we come again, Lord. Fired up, Lord, charged up, Lord Savior, even on the fire.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord Jesus.
Father, Lord God, Lord Savior, Father, to Lord, learn what you desire for us to do, even upon this day, Lord Jericho. Let me grow from Lord Father Wednesday, Friday to Sunday, from
yes,
glory
Lord.
To glory, Lord. Let me be closer, drawn to thee, walking,
yes,
Lord Savior, in newness of life, Lord. Even as our brother son walking in the light, Lord Savior. And
yes,
Jesus is in the light, Lord Savior. Guide us today, we pray. Direct us, Lord Savior, we ask, Lord God, for all we, Lord Savior, have come for. Tonight, Lord Savior, Lord, is just another spark, oh God. Lord, is just a rekindle of the flame from Sunday, Lord Savior. Oh God, in the middle of the week, Lord, when we need a fresh touch, Lord, when we need, Lord Savior, a retouch, Lord. Father, Lord, just a kickstart, Lord, to take us through, Lord, to Friday, Lord,
oh,
Savior, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, send them, Lord, and just fill every heart, Lord. Fill every way with love, Lord Savior, we pray. And Lord, when we come again, Father, oh God, we would come, Lord, in full force, Lord. Lord, not for Lord Savior, the pastor, not Lord Savior, for the minister, but Lord Savior, for you, Lord Jesus, Father, to think what you've done, Lord Savior. You have nothing back, but you gave your all. Father, you completed, Lord Savior, your race, Lord Savior, God. And here's our opportunity for us to complete our race.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
God. Father, you guide us as we part. Keep us, Lord Savior, God.
You, Lord,
for
Jesus.
We are glad to have come tonight to be a part even of Lord Savior, this, oh Father, beginning of Lord Savior, the beginnings, oh God.
Oh, yes,
we look
Lord.
To thee now, Lord Father, grant us grace, Lord, we pray. Grant us your mercy and your presence always in Jesus' name.
Let us remember our brethren who are not here. We know it's for good reason that they are not here. That the Lord is the omnipresent God. He knows wherever they are, that the Lord will just touch them also and quicken them also by the word that even we have heard tonight. And let us remember also our precious brother Biscoe and committing him to the hands of the Lord and knowing that we know that we have a healer in our midst. Let's pray once again. Oh, Heavenly Father, I want to just say thank you, God, for Lord Jesus, Lord, our brethren that are not here. Lord Jesus, we commit all of them into your hands, that Lord, you bless them, Lord Jesus, oh God, Father.
Pastor? Amen, saints. Let's bow our heads, saints. Just with our heads bowed, let's not forget, even as has been preached tonight, before you can overcome your enemy, you've got to recognize your enemy. And we see that. We see the palmer worm, we see the canker worm, we see the caterpillar, we see the locust. And saints, if Satan can do that to a church, he can do it to you as an individual. It's very easy for you to become a denomination on your own. You lose your brotherly love, then you start to not want to be in fellowship anymore. Oh, my brother, my sister, don't allow it to be like that. Before you overcome your enemy, you need to recognize your enemy. And the prophet says your big enemy is your reasoning. He says reasoning power. He says if you're not careful, you allow the enemy to reason you right out of the presence of God. So when the word says something, don't reason against it. Don't put human compassion in the way. Don't put your feelings or your circumstances. His word is our defense. Let's keep the standard. Let's keep the standard raised. And instead of, like the prophet says, trying to ask the Lord to change the word to conform to us, let's rather ask him to change us so that we can conform to the word. May he help us. We thank the Lord for the word tonight. May it be a defense unto us. May we continue to bring the pesticide of the message of the hour. To not give room unto the enemy when he starts to come in. But may the Lord bless the preaching of the word this night. Father, we commit ourselves to thee even as we go from this place. We're glad that you're in your house. We thank you for your mercy. Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you that you've given us such a precious promise that you said, I will restore, saith the Lord, all the years of the caterpillar and the locust and the palmer worm. Father, we see these things in the work that they desire to do. But surely your message, Father, is a raised standard, Lord. Surely your word is more than sufficient to get the job done. And Father, may you just help us to submit ourselves upon this night and to say, Lord, be it unto me according to your word. Father, bless your servant upon this night. Renew his strength, Father. Continue to lead him and guide him and his family. Bless him, I pray. Each brother, each sister that's come, Lord, I pray your special blessing upon each home, upon each family, upon the young children, Lord, that you would restore. Even as people, Lord, have given unto thee, Father, Lord, you said you'll give back pressed down, shaken over. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the sure promises of your word. Please give us traveling mercies, Lord, as we go. Keep us safe, we pray. Bring us back on Friday to communion services, our desire. To come and commune with you, Lord. Oh, yes. Even as has been prayed, Lord. Them that aren't here tonight, Brother David, caught up with the council, Lord. I just pray that, Father, you will help him, Lord, and bless him and his family. Pray, Lord, for Brother Vlad at work. Be with him. Watch over him. Help him, Lord, in those things, Lord. Guide him. Give him wisdom, we pray. And Father, all the rest of your children upon this night, won't you be with us now? May we depart with your blessing and be glorified, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, saints. God bless you richly. Let's sing one song as we dismiss. If the saints have one. Communion service on Friday. Let's come. Communion foot washing. Let's come. Fellowship, brotherly love. Perfect opportunity at communion service once again. Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. Oh, God is so good. Oh, God is so good. Oh, He's so good to me. I love Him so. I love Him so. Oh, I love Him. We love Him. I love Him. Oh, He's so good to. Oh, God, God is so. Oh, God is so good. God is so. Oh, He's so good to me. Oh, He's so good. He's so good. God is so. Oh, He's so good. God is so. Oh, He's so good to me. So, oh, God is so good. Wakanaka kwandi, oh, mwari, oh, mwari, wakanaka, oh, mwari, wakanaka, oh, mwari, wakanaka, mwari, wakanaka, mandi, oh, dear, sipon, dear, Upon Dieu, assis upon Dieu, assis upon, il apprend pour moi. Oh Dieu, assis upon Dieu, assis upon. Dieu assis bon, il apprend pour moi. Oh, God is so, oh, He's so good. God is so, oh, God is so good. He's so good. Dude.